This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Question is, and I'm sure other people think the same thing, we have this amazing technology on our military, you know, on our Navy ships. Here we have a destroyer that's pretty nimble. Why does this keep happening?
Well, the obvious conclusion is the officers on the bridge and the seamen don't have basic navigation skills. They don't no longer are drilled in basic seamanship. They don't have the discipline they should. I mean, look, I love the U.S. Navy. It's vital to our national defense. I'd argue it's the paramount service. But it's in a bad way right now. It's coming off the vast Fat Leonard corruption scandals. You had the horrific behavior of the sailors who were grabbed by Iran without a fight. But I think they're one of the part of this problem, and we'll see what the whole problem is. Part of it is fundamental. That those sailors did not have the basic seamanship skills. But by God, they got their sensitivity training, they got their race relations training, they got their sexual harassment training. And we have, for a long time, but particularly under Obama, turned the military into a social engineering experiment. And no, the purpose of a military is to fight. And for the Navy, boy, you can't fight if you don't have basic navigation skills. And the nonchalance, the neglect, the lack of focus that goes into an accident like this is just appalling. One off the coast of Japan, twice is too much.
Twice in 2 months.
Okay. Well, I keep hearing interruption going back and forth here. So got lost in the soundbite here of Colonel Peters making his comment and asking the same question that we're asking is, what is going on? Why is it that, this is what, the fourth incident? The commander in charge of that has... even though there's due process and checking things out, there's some things that are just unforgivable. And allowing your destroyer, your world-class destroyer, to be impacted by a merchant ship, I mean, it's like, okay, what is going on here? It wasn't like there was bad weather. You know, something is failing. And as Colonel Peters puts out, it speaks to, as we've discussed earlier with other experts, it speaks to... Right now is not working out too good for us. So thanks for hanging in there with us. We've got more coming up right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us for more information on the show. You can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Check it out. By the way, we're featuring, the Admiral William McRaven's speech from 2014 that he gave to it was a commencement speech to the graduating class of 2014 at the University of Texas. Highly inspiring. I recommend that every student, every parent pass this on. Check it out at BillMartinezLive.com. You will be greatly inspired, and you'll also want to get your hands on his book, too. If you want to be the change maker, you want to make a difference in your world, go make your bed, okay? And when you read the book, you'll understand. And also, if you missed the interview yesterday, you'll understand even further. But you can go right there and listen to it, download it, and listen at your convenience. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's...
You know, at a time when our country's history is under attack, there are so many stories to understand that, and rather exceptional ones when you consider there's just so many to be told and so many untold stories and so many mysteries. But people that believed in the exceptionalism, the opportunity. When we talk about exceptionalism, I know some people's, you know, hair on their back may get riled up a little bit, but I'm not afraid and I'm not offended by America's exceptionalism. In fact, I'm very proud of it. And I'm proud of the people that contributed to the exceptionalism of this country that was all brought about in a God-ordained way, I believe, because when you consider America and what we've been able to affect in spite of the antithetical moves and in spite of the opposition, and we should not be surprised that the principles that we believe in would not be opposed. When you look about the world and you see these other institutions and governments and what they've offered and how many people they have killed in the name of their own political philosophies, it is absolutely astounding. And then out of all this mess, you have some founding fathers, some men, exceptional men who come together and say, what if? And I say it was God ordained, and they would be... You know, and they've said it in their own writings. They would be the first to say, look, it wasn't about them, that it had to be God inspired, not only to come up with the ideas, but also to bring the men together, to bring these disparate thoughts together to create the U.S. Constitution. Absolutely brilliant when you consider it word by word, line upon line. And you go, how did they come up with this? What inspiration had to drive them? And I say this all as a foundation into one of those stories, and it's many in the Naked City, as the old TV show would say, that have been, you know, untold, stories that we're yet to hear. But this is one you get to hear about this morning regarding the Missile Man. It's the secret life of a Cold War engineer, Wallace Clausen. His son, John Clausen, is with us to tell us about the book and his father and, you know, this incredible, incredible story. John Clausen, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be here, and you're right. That introduction very aptly puts kind of my fathers and other people in that role as to how they had to live.
Mm-hmm. Your father, quite exceptional. You write that he was a mechanical and mathematical savant. So for all intent and purposes, a genius at levels that 99.9% of us, you know, we can see and we admire. But boy, it is exceptional for all that that represents, not only having the gift of being a savant, but then being put in charge of a federal program that was critical to our mere survival.
No, you're exactly right. He was given a gift, we believe, by God, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
When he was hit, he had a horrible automobile accident when he was in fifth or sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called acquired savant syndrome.
Okay.
And I've dealt with the leading world's expert. He's an MD out of the University of Wisconsin. It's very, very rare to be both a mechanical and theoretical savant. For example, Albert Einstein, he had a hard time even tying his shoelaces.
Mm-hmm.
But my father was given a gift after that horrible accident where, in theory, there could be a discussion that God basically said, hey, you know, you've died, but you're not coming home yet. I've got mm-hmm. you to work on Earth. Because we're going to be going into the Cold War, and I need your skills.
Yes.
He had a horrible gash on his face, and his parents were so poor, they couldn't even go to a doctor's office. And within 48 hours, he came out of a coma, and that wound had actually healed. Now, I was in the medical device industry mm-hmm. for 35 years, and my brother is an anesthesiologist, and we've seen a lot of wounds
mm-hmm.
that would only have healed due to some sort of supernatural event because
yes.
he never ever even got it stitched back to the edges together.
Wow.
He just lived with that, and by the time he was in the eighth grade, he realized that he saw math in a completely different way, and by the eighth grade, he was correcting textbooks for publishers
wow.
for his income. Because mm-hmm. the family literally had no money coming in. So it was in that period of time that then by the time he was a senior in high school with a whole class of six kids in a rural country setting, he was correcting astrophysics textbooks.
Unbelievable.
And then when the government needed to find the top mathematicians in the entire country, the publisher said, you know what, you might as well check out this young kid out of Iowa who's correcting our astrophysics textbooks, because at that time, the National Academy of Sciences was scouring MIT, Harvard, Yale for the top mathematicians.
Right. And here's this kid that comes from a graduating class of six kids in rural Ohio, and he rises to the top.
Well, in fact, his class was so small, and farming was such a predominant occupation of all the parents, that two kids were pulled out of this senior class because the father said, quote, chores are more important than an education.
Right.
So that's his counterparts, and here's my father correcting astrophysics textbooks.
Wow, amazing. So he is brought in to the government. So explain a little bit more of the process. I mean, here he is, graduated, he just graduated from high school, or was he
from
in college?
High school, and mm-hmm. he thought he had been recruited to go to Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so excited, but they later came back and they said, yes, you are going to Iowa State. In fact, they wanted my father to be introduced to a gentleman by the name of John Altasanoff, who actually designed the first computer ever built,
mm.
which has now been verified. There was actually a lawsuit as to who actually had the first one, and John Altasanoff mm. was awarded the first one.
So it wasn't Al Gore.
No.
No.
That was
okay.
Good.
We want to clear this up. You know, this is good, you know, because we got to pursue the truth no matter where it leads.
Well,
so
they yeah. wanted him to be surrounded with him.
Mm-hmm.
Along with the government started a top secret project called the NDRC, National Defense Research Committee. It was basically nerds who designed weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And they recruited my father to do that. And at that point, radar was absolutely the predominant technology that needed to be perfected, and it was called microwave radar.
Right, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And because you have to remember, up to that point, the German U-boats were having a field day with all shipping coming in and out of the Atlantic. And until microwave radar got perfected, and that was my dad's responsibility, he was designing microwave radar sets that were installed in submarines, ships, and airplanes to pick off the U-boats. And
well, John, we got to hit the pause button because we got to go to break. We got more from John Clausen after this. Stay with us.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit SolarC.us to see EMP testing. That's SolarC.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if we're going to do it, it's going to be based on the truth, and we're committed to pursue it no matter where it leads. We're continuing to hear the story of the true missile man, the secret life of Cold War engineer Wallace Clausen. His son, John Clausen, joins us to pick up on the story that we left off just right before break. John, go ahead.
Let's go back to the NDRC committee, where the predominant focus of that group was to fine-tune microwave technology. But amongst those committees in the NDRC, there was another committee called the Uranium Committee, which actually was the precursor to the Manhattan Project, which decided that, you know what, this technology, this super explosive device is feasible. It's very important to understand that, because that's where my father was noticed, because a lot of the microwave technologists went between the Uranium Committee and then back. Mm-hmm. So that's where the connection of the two, because it was under the NDRC.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Eventually, my father leaves Jacksonville Naval Air Station, and he goes to the University of Minnesota, where they want him to work on ballistic missile projects under the guise of being a student at the University of Minnesota. And it's all a ruse. Mm-hmm. He's not actually going to the University of Minnesota. But at that time, there was a great fear in the country that the Rosenbergs had been caught stealing secrets and giving it to the Russians. And we know what happened there.
Exactly.
They were executed. And they put my father in isolation in Iowa because they were absolutely determined that they were going to try to turn my father.
Well, you imagine, John, you know, what your father must have been thinking. I mean, here, this is what happens with the Rosenbergs. I mean, to be, to be a person with this kind of information and responsibility, boy, that really puts the crosshairs on you.
Exactly. And he lived with my grandfather, Alvin Malmquist, and on the farm, and he would still do calculations. Then they do the exchange at the windmill, and he'd come back. And this is where I think it's very, very well noted in the book that my grandfather confronts my dad and basically says, Wallace, why are you leaving the house at 4:30 in the morning when I see the light on in the attic? And that was a signal that he had completed whatever needed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And he confronted my dad. He goes, I fought in the trenches of World War One, and I'm smelling a rat in our family. He goes, and I know what a rat smells like, because he learned to fall asleep in the trenches of World War One with a rat on his face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he goes, and my dad says, Alvin, I'm doing no different than you did in protecting our country. I'm just doing it in a different way. And he backed off.
Wow. Going
forward, though, I think the book overviews the Cold War in three very important areas. One, what really happened at the Cuban Missile Crisis, as it was a negotiated settlement. And my father told me that we pulled missiles out of Turkey and Italy. And I asked my father, how is it that you know so much about those missiles? He goes, Johnny, who do you think put them there? It kind of froze me dead in my spot.
I mean, because up to this point, you're thinking your dad's an IBM salesman. You have no idea, right?
He only talked about the importance of sales. He never talked to anything specific. And having spent 35 years in sales, obviously, I would have picked up with my experience now, because salesmen are always in contest and they talk about their boss and they meet all their cohorts.
Right.
My father never mentioned anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then in the book, I go over fully as to how at the end of Yom Kippur War, Russia had threatened to invade Israel. The public does not know any of that. And in the book, I have all the declassified documents of that sequence between Brezhnev, Nixon, and Kissinger. And then the closest time we came to nuclear holocaust was in 1983. And I said, Dad, that's just 6 years ago. He goes, Johnny, it was November 8th, 9th, and 10th. And I said, what are you talking about? He goes, Johnny, Johnny, we were doing a NATO exercise that had gone horribly wrong, that they didn't realize that the Russians had gone to DEFCON 2, which means they're expecting nuclear war.
Mm.
And in this exercise, they thought Ronald Reagan was going to nuke them, and that the government, our government, was so concerned, Robert McFarland, our national security advisor, was so concerned, he got Ronald Reagan out of the exercise. And but the Russians still thought that it was that the next person in line, obviously the vice president, would call the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
So when my father heard about it, that they had gone to DEFCON 2 and they were doing this exercise just testing their computer control systems, and a double agent, Oleg Gorskievsky, basically went to William Casey and said, "Do you have any idea how close you came to getting nuked?" That's what ended the Cold War. When Ronald Reagan realized that his posture and his whole stance, calling them the evil empire, threatening Russia that you can't fire off offensive missiles, was Star Wars.
Yes.
And that's when Ronald Reagan, you can actually read in the book, mm-hmm. documentation, that within a week, Ronald Reagan started back-channeling to Russia. "I'm not going to nuke you. I'm not crazy. We have to figure out where we can get along and agree on mutually assured areas of interest."
Mm-hmm.
But up until Abel Archer, 1983, Ronald Reagan had a completely different stance as to how he perceived Russia. And there's a great quote that they have him in his second term. A reporter said, "Ronald, are they the evil empire any longer?" And he turns around and he goes, "No, that's a different era."
Right, exactly. Well, he knew how to close the door there. And then, of course, now, fast forward, we're in the 21st century and we got different players. We've got Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. And Vladimir exactly. probably looking at what happened in 1983, thinking that Russia may have flinched earlier than it should have.
Exactly. And I think it's just very important to understand how close this country came at such a critical time. But that's where I claim the genius of Ronald Reagan stepped in, where he goes, "I guess I better change my stance to have approach a world superpower."
Yeah, exactly. Because what would have happened? I mean, probably without this story and what you're sharing with us right now, John Clausen, is that we would have thought we were closer to a nuclear attack with the Cuban Missile Crisis back in the mid '60s.
No. You know, it's interesting about that. As my father related to me, he goes, "Johnny, that was a negotiated settlement." He goes, "Quote, it was just as important for Kennedy to stand down his generals as it was to stand down Khrushchev."
Mm-hmm.
I go, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Johnny, they wanted to invade that island like you have no idea. I mean, they wanted to just decimate the country."
Mm-hmm.
And in 1992, Robert McNamara, a former Secretary of Defense, was at a conference with Castro. And Castro says, "We had 150 nuclear weapons ready to launch. And we did not know that. You know, we had this quote-unquote blockade."
Mm-hmm.
"We didn't realize that they were ready to fire." And at that conference, McNamara finds out that they were ready to fire. They knew they'd be annihilated. And 100 million people in America would have been killed. And McNamara was so taken back, he said at the conference he had to go lay down because he couldn't talk. That's how close that came to a war.
This was Cuba had control of 150 nukes.
Ready to launch on the islands, and we had no idea. We knew they had some there, but we didn't realize they were ready to launch.
And certainly that number. I mean, that is just an incredible.
If you were within 1,000 miles of Cuba, you could have been annihilated, and that's now well documented, and it's out.
I want to
go back to Abel Archer.
Okay, real quick, because we only got about 20 seconds left here, John Sedley.
Archer was declassified in October of 2015 as to the validity of that attack, potential attack. So it's very important.
Well, thank you to your father, your family, you, John Clausen, for bringing this to the forefront. Missile Man, The Secret Life of Cold War Engineer Waldis Clausen. The book is linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you so much for...
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. That's 800-501-1633.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have across this great country of ours, we thank you for joining us. Good to have you along with us for the ride, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Yes, we didn't start the fire, but things are burning. And you may ask yourself, what is going on with the mainstream media? I mean, it seems like they are part and parcel to this leftist Antifa violence and this movement that's going on. Anytime things are brought up, like the president, who I thought, addressed the issue and talking about the problems in Charlottesville, the whole message is being bifurcated and cut down and misrepresented. And, it's like, to what end here? Only to divide us all the more, and yet, they don't want to call out the leftist Antifa, but certainly they're quick to call out the white supremacists. And here to help us understand what is going on in the media is Chris Hauff, the managing editor of Newsbusters for Media Research Center. He has been the managing editor of Newsbusters, and after almost 2 years as a news analyst in the Media Research Center's News Analysis Division. Curtis, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Yeah, great to be with you.
Hey, good to have you here and your perspective. Maybe you can help us understand. I mean, is this just an all-out, Antifa is serving the purposes of the progressive agenda, so we're just going to, let it play out and ignore, all the stuff that they're doing, attacking the police, throwing urine bottles on them, and, causing all kinds of havoc in our streets.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, I was going to say, I don't know about making sense, because really, the fact that, Chuck Todd in particular has been the worst offender, giving aid and comfort to these guys, basically treating them with kid gloves, just like anybody else out mm-hmm. there. It's just really irresponsible for him to, what he's been doing, going out there and just kind of being very inquisitive about what's going on, asking mm-hmm. on Meet the Press, asking this Antifa author, I guess, you seem to be a very small minority defending the idea of violence, instead of saying, what is your deal? Like, you're not making anything better, basically dressing them down, like a parent mm-hmm. or something, like, what happens every time a Trump supporter goes on television? This is what happens. You saw that last night after the Trump rally. Anyone who's mm-hmm. not a liberal was berated and dressed down and chided and treated with, extreme incivility. So it was pretty much verbal violence whereas actual violence was going out on the streets. And, Antifa was out there last night, and there was no labeling of that. The guy who threw the smoke bomb or whatever back at the police and then got shot with a rubber, pellet or whatever, mm-hmm. It was probably Antifa, and nobody wants to talk about that.
Exactly. Well, again, this serves the need, the agenda of the progressive left. I mean, this is all out of Saul Alinsky's playbook. I mean, if you're, as long as you're the enemy of my enemy, I guess we can cohabitate until, the roads part, because whether Antifa is part of that core group, they do not seem to be. They just seem to be more in agitation. And in any anecdotal information that I get from Antifa, when you try to ask, just to your point, what is the end game here? What is your objective? It just seems to be more about creating chaos than it is about, here's the new target. Here's how we, this is our agenda to make America great again. That's not even it. Let's just, turn the tables upside down, blow the place up, and, see what happens from there. Oh, really? Let's just put millions upon millions of people at risk. This is why Main Street America looks at this insanity, this lunatic fringe playing out. And the mainstream media, and whether it's Chuck Todd or others, lose so much credibility because they're not confronting these issues.
No, they're not. They're much too interested in, attacking the nearly 63 million Americans who actually voted for
Trump.
President Trump. Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I didn't know that many people were white supremacists in this country based on what the mainstream media is telling me. It's so disturbing out there, and it seems like the mainstream media is content with what's going on with Antifa, like they're working together almost, mm-hmm. But their goals are the same. They both want to create chaos, and they want to, they want to create the destruction of the presidency. You saw CNN last night after the Trump rally, suggest that, Trump needed to be removed from office. They are mm-hmm. calling for the overthrow of the United States government, which is I don't even know where to start with that, because that's mm-hmm. crazy.
And again, Curtis, fortunately, Main Street America, we the people, see this for what it is, and they're just about fed up. I mean, they're checking out of all this stuff. I mean, if you want to be a football player and you want to take a knee instead of respecting the flag, fine. Hey, look at, we're going to take a knee and not come to the football games, not buy your jerseys, and all these things that are antithetical to the values that we hold near and dear to, the values that are going to get this ship back on track. Others want to abandon, but they really have no offering. We had two administrations that said, look at, there's hope and change. Well, it became hopelessness and no change. Well, the change that was was delivered was not the kind of change that, you know, they said it was going to be, you know, whether it was health care or immigration, national security, all the way on down. It was antithetical to the core beliefs and things that we had hoped that and well believed that the president then was telling us.
Right. No, exactly. And that's why we are where we are today, because of hope and change and everything else not working out. The American people were promised something and all these things that the oceans would, you know, rise or part or whatever. And everything would be, you know, great under Barack Obama. And then it wasn't. From an objective standpoint, it wasn't.
Yes.
Americans didn't see their wages go up. You know, the growth was, you know, dithering around less than 1% GDP, you know, in some often in most cases. So people voted for change here, and this is what they're trying to do, and they're trying to replace Obamacare. And at this point, you know, you have the United States Senate, you know, being so petulant because they don't like Trump. Trump said some mean things about them that they can't carry out promises that they had made for, you know, 7 years.
7 years,
well,
exactly.
Before Trump.
Right.
This is all before Trump even existed, you know, on the political scene. It was even before 2012 when he came out. But here we are, the media giving aid and comfort to Antifa, which, just like the neo-Nazis, these guys are a bunch of losers.
Well, these are the lunatic fringe from the extreme left and right, and they're putting the squeeze on the people in the middle. And to your point, and I agree with you here, Curtis, that, you know, we the people, Main Street America is about having their fill with this, you know, whether it's the racial divide on down. It's like, look, I got too many things to worry about. I got my family. I've got my mere survival. You know, it looks like we can have hope again in this country that maybe government regulations will get out of the way, which many have already. And, you know, when I talk to small business entities and banks, three major banks have all said their small business loan activity has gone up exponentially as a result of this administration. So the signs are there that there is real hope upon the horizon. And Main Street America is saying, look at, you know, take your rebel rousing somewhere else, because I got to feed my family, and being out in the streets and, you know, throwing urine on police officers doesn't help me to that end, does it?
No, absolutely not. You know, it's like throwing a temper tantrum. You know, as a little kid, you're not going to get it, you know, in the grocery store. That's not going to get you your candy.
Right. And speaking of Arizona, you know, kudos to law enforcement and leadership there that took charge, allowed, you know, public demonstration to take place for the most part to keep it peaceful. I believe in public demonstration. We should have that. Nobody wants to squash that, I don't believe. But what we want to squash is definitely disobedience that gets to the point to where we, you know, there's laws that are being broken here. Curtis Houck has been our guest. Curtis, thank you so much. Appreciate the insight and all the great work that you're doing on behalf of We the People. Great job.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
Dear friends in Christ, the Reverend Michael Spurlock.
From the studio that brought you War Room and Miracles from Heaven comes All Saints, a new pastor's first assignment to close a struggling church.
I think God's with me. He wants us to save this little church by making the land into a farm.
From a seed of faith grows hope.
We're back where we started.
We are not where we started. We're somewhere completely new.
All Saints. Starring John Corbett. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters August 25th. For tickets and showtimes, go to allsaintsmovie.com.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, and in the midst of it, let's, intersperse some expert advice and insight into it because, this is the challenge about pursuing the truth. Let's get it out of the way of, it depends on what your truth is all about, right, Andrea Kay? I mean, all of a sudden, you are the holder of the truth only, but the fact of the matter is we know the truth when we connect with it because, it becomes inarguable. Otherwise, it's just opinion. And as we say, in the absence of truth, opinion reigns. And we got a lot of opinion flying around, and that's trying to fly around in the midst of these qualifiers that are being thrown up by all these Antifa resistance groups, even the white supremacists, the fake news media, and everything that says no. The truth has to go through our filter and our prejudice, or it's not the truth, it's invalidated, right?
Well, right. I mean, the left is all about control, and First of all, thanks for having me back on the show, but the left is all about control, and that's why they think they've got the right to control even what you're allowed to believe in terms of the truth. And, at the same time, the left wants to push the notion that there's no right or wrong, there is no absolute, there's no black and white. Then they want to tell you when it's convenient for them that such and such is absolute, like global warming. Even though, reports came out yesterday, I guess the earth was even warmer back before we even had airplanes. I don't even remember what that report was. But the American people, it's right. We know the truth when we see it. Every American has a built-in baloney meter. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So when we see, for example, all this about the statues, the left is probably shocked to find out the poll numbers are coming out that 60-something% of Americans and almost a majority, if not a majority, of even black Americans don't want the statues removed because they know this is just a cultural Marxist play But they know their baloney meter goes off because they know the left doesn't really care about minorities. If they did, they wouldn't be offending the Asian American community right now with ESPN being pulling some Asian American sportscaster off a Virginia report. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah, he's not even Robert E. Lee. He's just Robert Lee. So the fact that he even approximates a monument of some sort, he's 86th. Lord have mercy.
Right,
yeah, we're insane.
Trying to culturally appropriate, you know, Robert E. Lee's memory.
Right.
I mean, dude's just a sportscaster. So here's the left with ESPN. You know, ESPN has been carrying the left water for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've talked on the show here about how they've been hemorrhaging, you know, subscribers and hemorrhaging viewers, and it's causing mm-hmm. them problems because of their politics. So they're offending Asian Americans in order to what? To not offend Antifa?
Yes.
The fascists?
Yes.
It's insane.
Well, I'll guarantee you if Robert Lee was a black American, what do you think they would have done?
Oh, you know.
This is the hypocrisy of all this stuff. It just is so exposed. And this is the one thing that's coming out loud and clear and why Main Street America looks at this stuff and goes, you know, these people are crazy. You know, they're wasting my time. You got the lunatic fringe, a small minority of people, as one of our experts delineated and said, you know, really we're talking about less than 20,000 people at the end of the day when you break it all down as to the people who are the zealots, whether they're white supremacists or Antifa types. You know, and so here it is, 320 million people, Main Street Americans, patriots, are all being controlled and turned upside down because it accommodates, you know, the mainstream media, you know, along with CNN and the others that want to do everything they can to disrupt and invalidate the vote that took place in November of 2016. So, you know, our votes don't matter. I mean, it's the spirit of invalidation that continues, Andrea, that people are just fed up with.
Well, yeah, you know, it's like, however, I might be on board with this whole Robert Lee sportscaster story if it meant that we wouldn't have to hear any more from Jesse Jackson. Where did he get his last name, Jackson?
Yes.
You know, if it would forever silence Jesse Jackson Jr., that having the last name of somebody from the Confederacy is a problem, I might be on board with that. Because, you know, that dude's been allowed to be a race-baiting, race-hustler divider along with Al Sharpton and others for far too many years.
Mm-hmm.
And the left has picked the scab off. You know, they want to blame Donald Trump for racial division, but it's the left that's done that for at least eight years under the Obama administration. He's the one who brought it to a boiling point.
Mm-hmm.
But the left has been intentionally keeping that wound from healing for a long time. And,
well,
you know, it's disturbing because, you know, but the American people aren't buying it. They do see what you're talking about. The fact that, you know, this is about undermining President Trump. It's also about wanting to scrub their own history. You know, I'm seeing that Nancy Pelosi's father was the one who was the mayor of Baltimore, who actually had the Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee monuments built in Baltimore at the time. So I think the left needs to wipe their own conscience by admitting they were the party of slavery. And, you know,
well, they don't even have to admit it.
Monument.
Yeah, they don't even have to admit it. And really, the empirical evidence historically, I mean, they want to get rid of the historical record. And it's
right.
Loud and clear that the Democratic Party was the and has remained the party of slavery. And here it is. I mean, I don't know. Again, the mainstream media wants to ignore how Barack Obama, our first black president, lauded the praises of one congressman Bird and look at his history
right.
And there he is, you know, giving an obituary and praising the congressman for his devoted service. And he was very, very clear. I mean, you look back at the things that he had to say about black Americans, and it is amazing how you know, that fits their agenda, so that's okay. It is just so hypocritical, and I think that's where most Americans are right now, is they're just sick and tired of the hypocrisy. And they're saying, look, I just want to get back to work. Forget about all this other insanity stuff. And I think whether you're black, white, purple, and everything in between, it's just looking, I want to be about, you know, working, providing for my family. You know, if you're going to give me health care, fine. You know, we're on a movement here on this show. We again interviewed Dr. Josh Umber the other day. And, you know, we're talking about concierge medical service. And we, the people, you know, we have the power to repeal and replace. You know, heck with the government. They're not repealing, replace. We can do it by doing a direct pay model and taking charge of our health care. Donald Trump, we can thank Donald Trump and the administration because of what he has done in terms of, kind of limiting the impact and the penalties of Obamacare right now. So we can go about our business, take care of our own health care system. We'll repeal and replace at our end. We don't need to wait for Mitch McConnell or Ryan or any of the government officials because they're ill-equipped. This isn't their business. They're not the ones to fix health care. We are with our doctors, and it works better that way.
Well, absolutely. You're so right. This is kind of like when a burglar is wanting to, you know, get into the backyard, break into a home, and there's these dogs, right, in the mm-hmm. backyard, and they got to. So they throw a bone over and cause a little feeding frenzy on the dog so they can flip around on the back. You know, that's kind of what the left is doing. It may be a very tortured analogy, but it's early for me, Bill. Because they don't want the American people focused on Trump's agenda, which is the people's agenda, which is repeal of Obamacare, mm-hmm. which is sealing the border, which is getting back to work. You know, Charles Barkley said it best. He said, you know, I bet if you were to ask black Americans and you would get an honest answer, that all these years, they didn't give a crap about these statues. And I know that personally because I grew up in the Deep South and spent every Mardi Gras at Lee Circle,
yes.
shoulder to shoulder with black people, then nobody cared about that statue. He says what the black people need to be worried about is why they're killing their own in their community.
Exactly.
They care about that. They care about getting jobs. They care about being able to put their kids through college. They care about health care. And this is just the left trying to undermine all that movement by getting people in a feeding frenzy over a distraction.
I'll tell you, you know, people need to revisit your point. Jerry Lewis, who passed away this past weekend, boy, he broke it down very quickly. This is what you love about wisdom and people that have experienced enough about life. They just give it to you straight. And he breaks it down on these issues that the mainstream media, and here he is, you know, somebody who, created a career. He, I guess in that sense, you know, he is definitely out of the mainstream of Hollywood. And, but he laid it right at their doorstep and saying, you know, here's the facts, Jack. And this is why, you know, people are getting behind Donald Trump. He said Donald Trump would be elected president, and all the reasons why, which is exactly why when Donald Trump is outside of the Beltway, and we keep saying, stay outside of the Beltway. Inside the Beltway gets too crazy. It's not a fair fight. You go to places like Arizona or wherever you want to go, and look what happens there. And fortunately, law enforcement in Arizona demonstrated to all the other cities across the country how you manage this, how you can allow people to express their passions and stay within the law. And if they break the law, they're going to move quick, and you're going to pay the consequences for breaking the law. You're not going to mess around in a city like Arizona. And I think a lesson learned for all those other mayors and governors who want to tell law enforcement to stand down and allow people to do all kinds of destruction.
Well, absolutely. I remember the mayor of Baltimore said, we've got to give these violent protests, we've got to give them some space, you know, to destroy. And what did they do in Baltimore? Most of the businesses, the destruction was of Asian-owned businesses, and almost nobody reported that,
right.
Which is an absolute abomination what the left is doing. It's just collateral damage, you know, by any means necessary to try to undermine. You're so right. You started the segment. This is all about trying to undermine President Trump. But in doing so, they're trying to undermine the American people, and they're continuing to misjudge where the American people are at, and they're still supporting President Trump.
Exactly. Well, because at some point, you got to measure it based on where the rubber meets the road, Andrea, and you got real life problems and real life people on Main Street America, and these are the people that voted for a Donald Trump administration, and I'll tell you, if they don't give this guy a fair shot, get ready. These midterms, there's going to be another salvo sent over the bow of the establishment boat, to say the least. AK, Andrea K, I'm Bill Martinez. Cooler Talk Time, as always, great to have you with us. Thank you.
You happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.